Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think people, again, that understand how airlines work, when you get behind, it just takes several days to catch up.
Head man, top dog, big cheese, a head honcho.
Captain!
Number, look at this! Passenger certain to die. Airline negligent.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do you think you need to do a better job at messaging and going forward? How do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job at selling it, to be very frank with you.
I see. So she's not jolly or sassy? Not like a jolly, sassy opera singer?
Race is about to start, so why don't we kick it back down to the track?
3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engine!
Let's go, Brandon!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Yesterday was Columbus Day. As you know, it's a big day, especially in the Italian-American community. And everybody wishes each other a happy Columbus Day. I wish everybody a happy Columbus Day as well. And we have an advertiser in Portland, the best Italian restaurant in the city of Portland, my birthplace, Maria's Ristorante. And they put out something on Facebook yesterday. Everyone celebrates this holiday their own way. Please don't disrespect either way. Love you all. And then they put a picture of Patsy's Italian restaurant with Frank Sinatra's favorite Italian restaurant in New York, and he's wearing a sash and he's marching down Fifth Avenue on the Columbus Day parade. And, you know, it seemed like a nice sentiment, you know? I mean, no one was looking for any trouble. But Maria's Ristorante, our friends there, the Napolitanos, they were suddenly assaulted on social media as being a horrible Eurocentric, et cetera, et cetera. There's been a lot of this going around in Portland lately, and I say that as I'm an indigenous native of Portland, Maine. I mean, give me and my Italian brethren a break here. You know, give us a couple of days of our own. Even if you're a hipster with a trust fund from far away. Let us alone sometimes. But joining us now on the line is Anthony Napolitano from Maria's Ristorante in Portland. I'm sorry, what happened, Anthony, to you guys?
I boil it down. I was bullied, Howie. We were bullied. You wouldn't think in this atmosphere, in this climate of change and love and peace and everybody, but
celebrating diversity. What about those of us who are from Portland? Why don't we get to celebrate some diversity, Anthony?
You know, Howie, to know me is to love me. And I am a very outgoing, easygoing guy. Ask anybody. I'm a terrific guy. And I just thought it would be a nice sentiment. I've seen other restaurants posting Happy Columbus Day down in New York and Boston and even a few places here in Maine down south. And I thought, oh, that's nice. Let me put one up. So I put up a picture of Frank Sinatra, who's the Grand Marshal that year of the Columbus Day Parade.
Yeah, it's a good picture.
Yeah. So I thought I'd put a picture up and wish everybody a happy Columbus Day. So I keep checking it. The likes keep coming in. We got quite a few likes and a few good comments. But the rest went all downhill. We've had over 150 comments that was degrading us and telling us how bad of people that we are, that we wanted to celebrate Columbus Day. But set me straight, Howie. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm not the student of geography that I should be. But didn't Columbus land in the Bahamas?
Yes, he did. He landed somewhere in the Caribbean. Yes. Okay, he was nowhere near what used to be called the eastern counties of Massachusetts, which is Portland, which is Maine, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the guy, they don't give him a break. I mean, they want to take everything away from him. From what I know, he took the Indian children to Queen Isabella to learn a language, because nobody could understand them, and they wanted to be able to communicate with these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing, I guess.
He didn't, you know, Tony, I was just reading yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, they had a big column on Christopher Columbus. I didn't know this, but, I knew that he didn't go to the Bahamas to commit genocide or anything like that. But, you know, he taught himself Latin. He was a self-taught Latin scholar because he wanted to study the ancient texts to see what clues he could get as to how to get to the Indies, you know? That's why to India. That's why they call the Caribbean the West Indies, right? Because that's what he was going for. He wasn't seeking out native peoples, indigenous peoples, to enslave and massacre. And you know, it wasn't exactly a box of chocolates over here. You know, they were
killing themselves.
Yeah, look at the Aztecs.
They were having their own mass genocide.
Human sacrifices. There was cannibalism going on. I mean, it was not exactly a paradise on Earth over here. You know, what were they saying, Tony, about to you guys? What were they saying about Maria's Ristorante and you?
Maria sucks. Got that a lot. You're just closing your restaurant. By posting that, you're in your own demise of the restaurant, and you won't be around long. People saying, oh, we'd rather go to the Olive Garden anyways. We're not going to your place.
To the Olive Garden? Oh, my God.
And there was this other moonbat that says, oh, we're not going to be buying your sauce anymore. We'll be buying another brand. And you know,
I prefer your sauce. I got a jar of it down here in Florida, Tony.
We're gonna get you some more too. Actually, speaking of the sauce, I just want to pull one plug. We're producing two more flavors come Christmas time. It's a roasted garlic marinara and a puntanesca sauce, which is with anchovies, olives, capers, and herbs and spices, which is a
both
nice
of them sound really good.
Line. Yeah.
So, Tony, you and I were both born in Portland, right?
Yeah, I was born in Mercy Hospital in 1965. Yeah.
And I was born in Maine Eye and Ear Infirmary. So that makes us indigenous residents, doesn't it?
We are indigenous.
So why can't these? So I'm going to guess most of the people who are writing those nasty things are not indigenous to Cumberland County, Maine.
I would suggest that they're not, no. And I think that a lot of moonbats has come up from your stomping grounds in Massachusetts as well. But the thing is, they have assaulted us on our Christmas tree. There's no more Christmas tree. There's what, Howie? What's it called?
Oh, what's winter solstice tree? Is that it?
Yeah, or holiday. Yeah,
or holiday. Oh, the holiday tree. Happy holidays.
We can't have our Christmas tree, and we can't say the Lord's Prayer in schools, and it's taking all away from us, and it's just a downfall, which will be keep. We'll be snowballing, and it's not a good thing, Howie.
Well, I don't know. I stand with Maria's Ristorante, and I think people should go there if they want to back it and put an end to this hate speech on social media. When are they going to be canceled for saying all these rotten things about anybody who says Happy Columbus Day? What the hell's wrong with saying Happy Columbus Day?
One other thing, Howie. There's a new referendum out that people are going to be voting for in November, voting for smaller homes for the homeless, smaller groups for the homeless. Do you know what that is, Howie?
What does that mean, Tony? I'm not sure. I want to know.
The city's going to be either building or buying off small properties. And instead of having the homeless in one area, they're going to put them all around the city, wherever they can find a house for them. So watch out, Portlanders. If you have a vacant house next door to you, you might want to keep an eye on that.
Uh-oh. You know, my family comes originally from Oxford Street, so we've seen what happens in some of these neighborhoods. We know it very well.
Maria's was originally one street away from Oxford Street, and when my mom and dad opened it in 1975, it was a beautiful neighborhood. Beautiful neighborhood. I mean, it wasn't the best in town, but everybody knew each other. The neighbors were there for each other. It was really a nice area, other than all the social services that were let down in that area, and they didn't care about any of the businesses that were there. That didn't bother them at all. They just destroyed the area, and it's even worse now than it was 2 years ago when we left.
I know. People want to know, where can they get Maria's Ristorante sauce?
Our sauces are all over Massachusetts and Hannaford. Go to a Hannaford in Massachusetts, and you'll find us in Marlboro, in Lowell, and every other Hannaford that is in Massachusetts. Check us out. We're in New Hampshire. We're here in Maine, and hopefully we'll be expanding through the whole Hannaford system soon.
But excellent.
Try our sauce. Come down for dinner. Order takeout. We're here. We're ready to go.
Whatever you get, even if you don't want the full meal, get an order of meatballs. They got the best meatballs around.
Absolutely.
All right.
Push those meatballs. And thank you for the chance to talk, Howie. I appreciate you.
Anthony, I'm sorry you took all this grief. It's just it's ridiculous what's going on in this country, and especially in Portland. Portland's out of control. I don't know what
character.
Thanks. That's Anthony Napolitano from Maria's Ristorante in Portland. It's the best Italian restaurant around. And pick up their sauce, Maria's Ristorante sauce in Hannaford's, all over Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. We'll be right back. We're gonna talk about Charlie Parker and the state trooper who's in the intensive care unit, etc. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you been unable to buy at least two of your favorite products at the grocery store?
Yes, I have been.
67% of the audience also shares in your pain.
All right. 844-500-4242. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's Tom Brady's team, as you know, the Super Bowl champions. They won their first Super Bowl back in 2002, and the coach was the child prodigy coach, John Gruden. And so, of course, he was in the Bucs Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame, you might say. So, but now he has been removed. He has been canceled from the Bucs Hall. Not only has he lost his job as in his $100 million 10-year contract as coach of the now Las Vegas Raiders, but he is also, his past has been erased from Tampa Bay NFL history, even though he won the Super Bowl when he was under 40. That's pretty rare for a coach. Maybe unique, I don't know. And So this, I mean, John Gruden, he said some bad things in those emails to the president, I guess, of the Washington then Redskins. But, you know, did he say anything worse than Hunter Biden? Did he use the N-word in those messages like Hunter Biden did? And Hunter Biden is peddling influence through his paintings through an ex-con's art gallery. The ex-con got hundreds of thousands of dollars in COVID relief funds, payroll protection plan relief funds, even though he only has two employees. And Hunter Biden, who uses the N-word in his emails, he's posing for pictures at the Los Angeles Art Gallery where he's selling prints for $75,000 with Sugar Ray Leonard, who I believe is black, and Eric Garcetti, who is the mayor who's been nominated to become the ambassador to Japan under the Biden administration. So, but Hunter Biden can say whatever he wants. Joe Biden, his father, the president of the United States, said that he didn't, back in the 70s, that he didn't want his kids growing up in a racial jungle. He hasn't been canceled, has he? There was the former senator from West Virginia, his good pal, Robert Byrd, was the former exalted Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama spoke at his funeral. He used the N-word on Fox as recently as 10 or 12 years ago. He's dead now. Robert Byrd of the Ku Klux Klan, was he ever canceled? No, he was lionized when he died. Half of the public buildings in West Virginia are named after Robert Byrd or his wife. But John Gruden, and again, I'm not a big fan of John Gruden's. I never liked him as the Monday Night Football guy. He seemed kind of lazy, and all of his coworkers, his co-announcers on Monday Night Football said he was pretty lazy. He wasn't that great of a coach in later years. The Raiders weren't having that great of a year this year. They started strong and then were fading out. But I mean, what did John Gruden do that a number of other celebrities haven't done? I mean, did John Gruden ever appear in blackface like the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia? Did he ever wear a Klan hood like the governor of Virginia? Did he ever, again, blackface like the attorney general of the Commonwealth of Virginia? Did he ever do any of that stuff? I'm just asking these questions. And again, I'm not defending John Gruden. Do what you will to John Gruden. But, you know, why was he singled out? 844-500-4242. Why didn't he just say he was hacked by a time-traveling hacker like Joy Reid did after her homophobic, Islamophobic tweets were discovered? And then she was promoted. She called the FBI. She obviously did it herself, but she still called the FBI and there was a quote-unquote investigation of it, and nothing happened to her, right? Did anything happen to Al Sharpton after he talked all those terrible things that he said about diamond merchants at Crown Heights and white interlopers on 125th Street uptown in Harlem, or about the Greeks? I'm not even going to say what he said about the Greek philosophers of ancient times. 844-500. How about Trudeau? Justin Trudeau. How many times was he in blackface? Nothing happened to him. I'm Howie Carr.
Barbaric.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 860 says, look at Gruden's record and his contract. He had a 10-year contract for $100 million. I mean, it was fairly breathtaking, even by NFL standards. This sacking has more to do with finances than what he emailed. I'm not sure about that. I think if anything, it had more to do with the fact that they'd like to get Dan Snyder out as owner of the Washington Redskins. Or excuse me, the formal team formerly known as the Washington Redskins.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro!
They you know, Snyder is a guy who tends to donate to Republicans, and he's, you know, there was some sexual harassment in his office, which I dare say there's a lot of sexual harassment in a lot of offices in the NFL. And I think Jeff Bezos, now being a denizen of the Beltway, would like to own the team, and he could buy it out of a spare change, basically. And so the Washington Post ran this lengthy investigative piece about the sexual harassment at the Reds, at the team formerly known as the Redskins. So I don't know. I think that I haven't followed it that closely. I read the story in the Wall Street Journal, and they got these old emails. And you know, but what about all the people who you know, who received the emails? Do they get into trouble? There's a state cop who just got suspended indefinitely. He got an email apparently, allegedly showing abuse of some cadets at the academy, and he had nothing to do with it, but he just didn't report it. So now he's been suspended indefinitely, allegedly. That's the word. 844-500-4242 781. Don't forget Jesse Jackson and his Hymetown comment. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Jesse Jackson talked about the being in New York, and he called it Hymetown. He also made, what about when he said if he hears a, if he's walking down a dark street at night by himself and he hears footsteps behind him and he turns around and it's a white guy, he breathes a sigh of relief. I mean, isn't that racism for him? That was Jesse Jackson said that. 844-500-4242. I just wanted to mention again that we should have a story posted soon that they're forcing the state police to take these vaccines, or they say they're going to fire them as of Sunday. October 17th is the deadline for taking the vaccine. It's also the deadline for prison guards in Massachusetts to take the vaccine. So they are calling up, they don't call it calling up, they're saying they're activating the National Guard to do contingency planning at DOC, the Department of Correction. In close coordination with public safety officials, DOC continues preparations for the possibility of a reduction in DOC staffing levels due to noncompliance with, all hail, Executive Order 595. That's Charlie Baker's executive order demanding that everyone on the state payroll get a COVID-19 vaccination by Sunday, or his way or the highway. So they're doing that. The state police are also being targeted. They've hired a law firm to present their case. The union lost a case in court before a Baker judge. And so one of the state troopers who finally gave in was a 20-year vet. He's 45 years old. He got the vaccine on Friday, and now he is in a Boston hospital with COVID. And he is in a medically induced coma. And you know, they're saying they don't know if he had COVID before he got the shot, but the fact is he was healthy on Friday. Today is Tuesday, and he's in a medically induced coma. He has two kids, and you know, they don't know what's going to happen. And the state police are you know, the rank and file, a lot of them are really bull bleep at Charlie Parker for forcing him to get the vaccine, forcing everybody to have to make this choice. And these guys, you know, first responders, whether they were EMTs or firefighters or in the emergency rooms, they were heroes a year ago. They've gone from heroes to zeros. Now they're being threatened with being terminated because they won't get the vaccine. And this guy is in a coma, a medically induced coma. I don't. God only knows what's going to happen to him. There's the guy in Troop D, Luke Bonin. We talked about him last week. He went on Laura Ingraham's show 2 weeks ago, and he's a hero cop. You know, he's done some good work. He rescued an American flag on 195 that had been abandoned, was just blowing around in the wind. One time he saw a female panhandler who was coming back from court, and he felt so sorry for her that he went and got two meals, takeouts, and drove back and gave her one of the meals and had lunch with her. And that picture was taken, and it became sort of an iconic photograph. And Luke Bonin, he's a former Army Ranger. He's in the Rhode Island National Guard still to this day. And he could be off the payroll on Thursday for going on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox, because they don't want anybody saying, they don't want anybody going out there and saying, you know, he doesn't want to get the vaccine for religious reasons. Doesn't what about his religious rights? You know, what about this guy who's in the medically induced coma? He had misgivings about it. Apparently, the misgivings were well founded, were they not? But who does he go to? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The story, it hasn't been posted. I wondered why we didn't post it, but it's going to be posted soon for the Herald, and so you can read all about this. I don't know if we're going to name the guy because we want to give him some privacy. We haven't been able to find his family, but we have his name and we know who he is. And I mean, he has a spotless record, and he just didn't want to get the vaccine. He got the vaccine, and now he's in a coma. That's all I can tell you. I'm not a doctor. I don't know if anybody knows if it's related. Let's see here. Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Quint.
Hey, Howie. I just want to say happy Columbus Day month. It's been a great month so far. Beautiful. You know, I grew up in the south end of Springfield. I'm half Irish, half Italian. And a big part of my culture and my heritage is, you know, the Columbus Day Parade and the St. Patrick's
right.
Day Parade in Oyo. I grew
right.
up, I loved it. My mother would bring me every year. The woke community didn't get rid of the Columbus Day Parade. It was back in the, maybe the late 90s, when instead of seeing like the shopping carriage full of the toys for kids going down the street, it was like a shopping carriage full of empty beer cans, you know, and like, you know, you'd see, you know, then there was less bands, less school bands, less
right.
You know, people participating in...
Right, right. Well, they said they said yesterday in New York City they had one of the smallest crowds ever on, down Fifth Avenue. It's sad, isn't it?
Oh, it's part of our heritage. That's my heritage, my Italian heritage. And they're not going to take it away. As long as I'm alive, it's going to be Columbus Day to me and to everybody else that lived through that time. And I
Thank
hope it
you,
always
Quint.
Stays that way, and I hope we change it back.
I agree. By the way, you know, Christopher Columbus Park in the North End, it's, you know, they had a really nice statue, and it wasn't an old statue of Christopher Columbus, and somebody last year chopped its head off. And Marty Walsh said, oh, we'll just, they took the statue away and put it in storage somewhere, headless. And so yesterday, somebody went in there again and said, give us our, you know, put graffiti all over the park. For what? What reason? I mean, what are these people trying to accomplish? I don't get it. 844-500, I get it. I shouldn't say I don't get it. I understand what they're trying to do, but I don't agree with it. It's destroying the heritage of the United States of America, the most successful society in human history, and no one can deny that if they're honest with themselves. 844-500-4242. Captain Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Captain Bob.
Yeah, Howie, happy Columbus Day, one day late. Listen, one of the things that people forget about, I'm Italian descent, so, you know, if it wasn't for Christopher Columbus and the Italian explorers, Amerigo Vespucci, by the way, was America was named after him,
right.
who was an Italian. And Verrazzano and John Cabot, which is his name is John Cabote. But, you know, if it wasn't for the Italian explorers like Christopher Columbus, we wouldn't have known anything about indigenous people. So the indigenous people should be celebrating with us on Columbus because we never would have known anything about them.
I know.
Mean, this is what I can't understand about this.
Captain
thing.
Bob, you know the thing is, you know they talk about the splendor of the Aztecs, and in some of the cities in California, I think San Jose is one of them. They have the statues of Aztec gods. Do you know how the Spanish prevailed against the Aztecs? All the other tribes rose up against the Aztecs because they were tired of having their children used as human sacrifices. Captain Bob, You know,
they were barbarians. I mean, you know, we brought culture to this wilderness they called, you know, whatever, the New World. But we named it America for America Vespucci. So that's it.
I know. It's unfortunate that we don't read any history. And, you know, one thing to read is The Conquest of Mexico. And it tells you a lot about the society that these horrible European colonialists discovered when they came to this land. And again, almost all the tribes banded together against the Aztecs. And they found piles and piles of human skulls. There were human sacrifices. They ripped the hearts out of people. It was not the bucolic utopia that it's made out to be. Howard Zinn was full of bleep when he wrote those books. And by the way, he made millions with those stupid histories of America that just made us made all of our ancestors, whether you're WASP or Irish or Italian or any other Caucasian, made us all look terrible. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Howie, going back to Groot, and he was removed from the Ring of Honor. But did you know that in Buffalo, up at the Bill Stadium, O.J. Simpson still hangs in the Ring of Honor up there?
I did not know that, Brian. But you know what? Why am I not surprised?
It was hanging up there not too long ago when I was up there.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for the call, Brian. Thanks for pointing that out. I mean, it's the hypocrisy here is just. And again, I'm not defending Gruden. And someone says I should be defending Gruden because the Democrats always defend there. I don't know if he's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care. I don't care what he is. Like I said, he was never one of my favorites. I just I didn't care about him one way or another as a coach, but as an announcer, I did think he was kind of lazy. Just as and I read the stories about him in the sports TV columns in the papers, and they said he was lazy, and it was he always seemed to have the same comments about the teams no matter what happened, like he hadn't done any homework. You know, not that as a casual fan, I require someone to be that knowledgeable, but he seemed lazy, and I wondered when he was hired as a coach, you know, because it seemed like if you're lazy as an announcer, I mean, let's face it, being an announcer is not nearly as arduous as being the head coach of an NFL franchise. So how was he going to handle being a coach, again, a head coach? And he wasn't doing that great of a job. Although he did have a great quarterback, a guy by the name of Carr. That's a joke. Come on. I know. He's just run-of-the-mill.
Ha,
he's okay.
Ha, ha, ha.
He's maybe a shade above average, but not great. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls. We come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
So Baker's getting ready to fire hundreds, if not thousands, of state workers if they don't do what he tells them to do under Executive Order 595. But he's also got things under control at the MBTA. Redline, Savin Hill, Dorchester. An MBTA passenger was surprised, but no one was injured when a metal panel fell from the bottom of concrete steps above his head inside this Savin Hill T station on Sunday night. The panel crashed to the ground, narrowly missing at least one passenger, MBTA officials confirmed. It was a nasty-looking thing if you've seen its picture. On September 11th, a 40-year-old Boston University professor plummeted to his death from a rusted-out and dilapidated staircase near JFK Station, also on the Red Line, also in Dorchester. all MBTA stairs are regularly inspected by the MBTA. You bet they are. You bet they are. 844-500-4242. Even if the trooper's coma is related to the vaccine, says 617, we will never know the truth. You're probably right about that. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Thank you, sir, if you can hear me.
Yes.
I wanted to call and tell your friend Anthony that he's very a good man for doing the Columbus Parade and not to worry about all these people saying bad things, because as I noticed, saying bad things makes other people shut up. You should not shut up, and you should not stop doing what is right. The only reason I don't bother with Columbus Day is because it's my birthday.
And happy birthday,
Ed. Because they're attacking my birthday. Yeah, gee, I'm 72. I'm really happy about that. But, no, to be quite honest, Columbus hadn't did anything wrong. He discovered America by showing that trying to find the West Indies, he discovered a new land, which had riches and people and so forth. And this stupid, it isn't really stupid, it's planned. It's something they're doing to erase history. Now, when my daughter, number five, was going to school here in Brownville, Maine, I loved the Revolutionary War, okay? Because these men put their necks right in the noose.
Yes, they did. We must all hang together, or most assuredly, we will all hang separately. I forget who said that, but one of them said that. I gotta hold you there, Marie, Ed. I want to get one more call in, but thanks for the call. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I'm just calling because, you know, what a lot of people forget about Columbus Day is it was actually created as appeasement to the Italians. For 1891, one of the worst
lynchings
in American history happened. Lynchings in
New
American
Orleans.
History happened. New Orleans, 11 Italians were lynched. And it actually almost came to war, so the U.S. passed the Columbus Day Act in appeasement to the Italians.
Yeah, President Benjamin Harrison, a one-term Republican president, and that's what happened. And New Orleans never apologized for the lynching until last year, finally. All right. See you tomorrow, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.